will be West Plains ball to start this second half, as the two teams will be switching sides. Visitors will be moving right to left for these last two quarters. Right now, Mount Tom up 31-28. Again, this is the battle of the border. They're playing for a trophy that is actually on display right now at the scorer's table. Both teams now out on the floor, and it will be West Plains inbounding the ball on the near sideline. Kraft will turn the inbound pass. He gets it to Tuma, and we're back underway. Tuma in the front court, Mount Tom in a man-to-man. Tuma dribbles to the right side, finds Kraft cutting into lane. He'll give it to Moore underneath the basket for the layup. Good.
Nice little set play coming out of half for West Plains. Backdoor cut with Mount Tom helped out. The guy just spun around, curled the other side of the block. Great, great set play, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Jacob Moore with eight on the night. Mount Tom up 31-30. Here is Podwoski. Throws it to Tate in the right corner. Tate dribbles into the lane. Now throws it to McClain in the left corner. He's going to be fouled. See who they get. I think they got Robbins on that one. That is Robbins' second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against the Zizzers. We're 35 seconds into the second half. Mount Home with the ball up by one.
West Plains shooting 11 from 21 from the field.
Inbound pass goes to McClain. He immediately puts up the three in the right corner. No good. Rebounds knocked around and controlled by Corp. He's going to go into the lane. Throws to the Podwoski. He dribbles into the lane. He's going to be fouled on the layup and head to the free throw line with 7:16 left in the third.
And I'm getting another possession there on the offensive side of the glass.
Ethan Tuma picking up his third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Scissors here in, again, number two against the Scissors here in the third quarter. So Podwoski at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 5 points so far this evening. First shot won't go. One more free throw for Podwoski to try to add to Mount Holmes' 1 point advantage. Second shot is up. Good. He gets 1-2. He's got six. Mount Holmes 32-30. Kraft into the front court. Throws it to Tuma on the right side. Now up top to Kraft. Back to Tuma. He tried to throw it to Robbins. It goes behind him, but Long's there to pick it up and avoid the turnover.
Johnny on the spot right there.
Sure was. Moore with it just outside the paint. He throws it to Robbins on the right side. His three-pointer is up, in and out, and the rebound is, well, it's like a foul. We call the rebound tip against the Scissors. We're going to get Long with that one.
Yeah, I think Corp had the ball right there on the under the defensive rebound, and they swiped in trying to get the ball from him.
Josiah Long's two players with three fouls for West Plains. It's also the third team foul against the Scissors here in the third.
Which is big, because that's going to get us closer to getting to the free throw line and shooting two.
Yeah, they don't shoot very much at all.
But at least they have that rule up here where you get to five fouls and you shoot two. They don't have a shot clock, but at least they have that rule.
Yep. Tate with it. He gives it to McClain. He dribbles toward the free throw line. Puts up the jumper. Good.
Yeah, they're a good little set play there.
Ronald McClain in double figures with 11. Mount Holmes up two possessions now. 34-30 our score. 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Kraft with it on the right side. He'll give it up top to Moore. Moore drills toward the elbow. His pass knocked away. It's stolen by Podwoski. He finds Tate back the other way for the layup. Good.
Nice pass ahead.
Blaine Tate with 5 on the night. Mount Holmes up 36-30. 6:13 left in the third.
You know, Mountain Home switched to a little matchup zone, and it got West Plains out, but they beat it there.
Yep, Josiah Long goes in for the layup. He's got six. Mountain Home's lead cut back to 4 with 6 minutes left of the period.
You know, in that flipping tournament, Mountain Home did a good job of switching defenses every time down the floor. Man and zone, man and zone. Let's see if they do that tonight.
McClain with it. Has the ball knocked away. It's stolen by Robbins. He's going to give it to Tuma. His pass knocked away as goes behind Kraft. Podwoski comes up with the steal. So the two teams exchange turnovers on that little sequence. Here is McClain with it. Throws it to Tate in the right corner. Up top to Podwoski. He's going to pull up for the long three. In and out. Corp gets a rebound. He's going to have the ball knocked away, and Kraft comes up with the ball. Back quickly comes West Plains as Robbins goes in for the layup. Clayton Robbins with 16 on the night. Back to a one-possession game. 36-34 match home up. Here is Podwoski throwing it to McClain in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Gives it up top to Tate. 5:10 left in the third. Here is Tate with on the left side.
West Plains in there man-to-man.
Podwoski's going to try another three. This one will go. Tyler Podwoski with 9 on the night.
Blaine Tate with a nice assist.
Yes, it was. Mount Tom up 39-34. 4:50 left in the period.
Blaine kind of did one of those little blur screens, kind of just bounced the ball behind him right into Podwoski's hands.
And Tuma's going to be fouled driving into the lane with 4:45 left in the period. Blaine Tate, I believe that is his third personal foul.
Number two, Blaine Tate.
And the first team foul against the Bombers here in the third quarter.
Mount Home gets a sub so far.
Yep. Jacob Moore takes a seat as Landon Montgomery checks in for him. Mount Home, West Plains could get the easy layup. Mount Home got the rebound, back the other way. Jackson Corp is fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the free throw line as now West Plains has no more fouls to give this quarter.
4:39 left in the quarter. That's a huge advantage for Mount Home if we can make some free throws.
And Andrew Sidelong picked up his fourth.
They got his third.
I have that as four. Huh.
Well, maybe a little home cooking.
Corp's first free throw is up and in. So far, he's perfect 3 of 3. So far, his free throws are doing a lot better tonight.
Yeah, he is. He's shooting good. Matt.
Hey, you said that. You added that, too. So, as Corp misses the second free throw. Matt does have a six-point lead, though. 40-34, our score. Here's Kraft with it up top.
I'm going to stop. Let's extend this lead out. We've had a rough third quarters the last few games we've played.
Kraft, wow. He just blew by Podwoski to get that layup. He now has four. And Mount Tom's going to call timeout. So we'll break with 4:16. That's play into the third quarter. It is Mount Home leading West Plains 40-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers.
Well, Mount Home taking the timeout after Jared Kraft got the layup on that last possession for West Plains. Bombers still up 40-36 with 4:16 left to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, Mount Home, just got to do better on the defensive side. I think that's what Coach Fulcher is telling them right now. He's like, guys, we got to get some stops. Once we can get some stops, we're scoring as we want to down here. But we can't let one dribble and a drive all the way to the lane beat us.
Tate across the timeline for the Bombers. He dribbles to the right side. West Plains once again in the man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble into the lane toward the elbow. Goes over to Podwoski on the left side. He's going to try another three-pointer. Why not?
Let's go. Stay hot. Tyler Podwoski.
He is now double figures with 12. Now to him up by three possessions. 43-36 our score. Here's Robbins with it up top. He gives up top to Tuma. I'm sorry, Robbins with it on the left side. He's going to drill into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. It won't go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 3:41 left to play in the third. Ryder McClain picks up his third personal foul. Second team foul against the Bombers here in the third quarter against the Scissors, against the Bombers, excuse me. So Clayton Robbins at the free throw line so far, 5 of 6. Make it 5 of 7 as he misses the first one here.
Deacon hit us up. He said West Plains called that last time out, not Mountain Home.
Huh. That's interesting.
So they disappointed to him.
Second free throw for Robbins is good. Gets one or two on that trip. He now has 17. Mount Home's lead is back to two possessions. 43-37 our score. A little over 3.5 minutes. Let's play in this third quarter. Dealing with it. He's going to throw it to Tate on the left side. Gives it there to Podwoski. Up top to Tate. Tate dribbles into the lane. He's going to put up the fadeaway. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Kraft. Kraft with it on the left wing. He just gets by Tate, goes coast to coast for the layup. Boy, he's got some speed, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I mean, this is one dribbling past us.
Jared Kraft with 6 on the night. 43-39, Mount Home up. 3 minutes left in the third. Tate with it. He gets by Tuma. He's going to for the layup, good.
Speaking of nice pass right there, Blaine Tate with an excellent move to get to the lane. Hit Jackson Corp on a cutting cut. Is perfect.
Corp with 8 on the night. Mount Home up 45-39. 2:41 left in the third. Kraft with it on the right side. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Moore. He goes back up with it. This one won't go either, and Podwaski gets the rebound from Mount Home. Podwaski's having a game tonight.
Podwaski's having a great game tonight.
And back the other way. Gilbert puts up the three on the left wing.
That's how you answer that. Mount Home extending this lead. Needs some stops.
Gilbert now double figures with 12. Mount Home up 48-39. 2:11 left in the third.
So looks like it's got three of us in double figures. McLean, Podwaski, and Gilbert.
Yep. Robbins going to pull up for the three in the right corner. No good. And the rebound controlled by Montgomery. He finds Robbins cutting into lane. He'll be fouled on the layup and head to the free throw line with 1:59 left in the period. Tyler Podwaski picks up his second personal foul. 13th foul against Bombers here in the third quarter. I'm sorry, Brad. Where were you?
I was just saying, I think they got Podwaski on that. That's what you nailed it.
All right. First free throw for Robbins is up and in.
Don't you say he's been shooting his free throws good, so we can get him to miss more.
Yeah.
Was that 8 for 12 or 7 for 11? 7 for 11, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 for 9.
7 for 9, I got you.
And make it 8 of 10. 48-41 as Robbins gets both free throws. He now has 19 on the night. 1:51 let's play in the third. Here is Corp with it up top. Corp's going to, wow, but Clay just blows by his defender and goes in for the layup.
Yep, that's what they've been doing to us. It was a nice little scoop shot on the left-hand side.
McLean with 13 on the night. Mountain Holmes lead back to 9. Here's Kraft with it up top, and he answers with a 3.
Woo, deep 3.
Jared Kraft with 9. 15-44, Bombers up. 1:22 left to play in the third. McLean finds Tate cutting into lane. Four reverse layup.
Nice pass right there, Ryder McLean. Kind of came up one-handed and hit. Good catch and finish reverse for Blaine Tate.
7 on the night for Tate. Mount Holmes lead back to 3 possessions. 1:05 let's play in the third. And a steal by Tate as they tried to throw it to a cutting Tuma. And Tate was there to knock it away. But before he misses the layup, he got his own rebound. He goes back up with it off the glass and in.
Wow. What a pass. Behind the back pass from Blaine Tate hit Corp in stride. Corp missed the first one, but he stayed with it and finished the second one.
He's now double figures with 10. Mount Holmes lead is 10 now, too. Ball goes to Kraft. He's going to dribble up to the top. Gives over on the right side to Long. Long dribbles towards the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Now gives it to Moore on the left side. Up top to Kraft. Kraft dribbles to the left wing. 26 seconds left to play in the third.
Mount Home doing a better job on the backdoor defense. West Plains likes to cut off a guy's getting in the paint. Mount Home doing a good job stopping that this quarter.
Down to 15. Tuba has it now.
Good job, Jackson Corp, though, the last time, staying with it after he missed that first one, getting his own offensive rebound.
Absolutely.
Putting it back, still scoring.
Down to 5. Here's Robbins with it. His pass is stolen by McLean. He's going to try one last heave to beat the buzzer. Oh, off the glass, it hit the iron, but did not fall through.
That's 2 in a row that Riders had that are super close to going in.
But Mount Home is going to take a 10-point lead into the final 8 minutes. After 3 quarters of play, it is Mountain Home leading West Plains 54-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Here's Dr. Nick Souter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.